Hey, my love, this is your girl Corey Love, and I am back with another camera. I'm just kidding. I am back, guys. If you were on earlier, I was having a conversation with Ciara Michelle, and unfortunately, you know, Wi-Fi be want to, you know, show out and try to embarrass people and stuff. So that's what was going on. But we're back. I hope that you can hear us both loud and clear. And if you have any questions, if you've already heard what we said, act like you did not and just engage with us. Okay. Thank you kindly. I appreciate that. So I'm trying to bring us back on to Instagram as well, because we did have quite a few people watching my girl over there. So while I set that up, Sierra, go ahead and let the people know who you are and where you're located.
Hi everyone, my name is Sierra Michelle and I am located in Detroit, Michigan.
The big
I'm an
D.
actress.
What up, though?
What up, though?
Listen.
Right. I feel like we sometimes forget to say that. What up, though, y'all?
Right, which is crazy. Nah, most people, y'all make sure. They make sure. And like when I tell people, yeah, I used to go to Detroit a lot last year, they'd be like, what up, though? I'm like, I'm not from there, but I went there a lot.
Right.
So, because you don't want to claim nothing and then don't know something. You feel me? Like, no, we're not doing that.
Right.
It ain't going to hurt my feelings.
Yeah.
But we're going to get right back into it, and we're going to get back into it like we never even got it started. So those of you that's jumping back on, thank you so much. We're going to run this back and make sure my girl get treated properly. So again, I am speaking with Ciara Michelle, who's an amazing mom and a talented actress. And if you're not already following her, make sure that you follow her on all social media platforms at Ciara Michelle. Now, Ciara, we talked, you and I talk, you know, outside of, you know, social and everything like that. But I always remember our very first encounter when we met at Biffa. And I saw this little tiger. She's like, you made me feel like a superstar. And ever since then, you have stuck with me, and you're stuck with me, and I'm stuck with you. And I'm just, you know, so happy to see your growth since then, because I believe at the time you might have had two or three films. I know for sure I saw you in Three Keys and in Paper Heart, those that I know. And now you have over 12 films to date.
I know,
Those
I'm
are the
so
ones that
excited.
aren't you? Oh my God. I can imagine. Listen, and I always make sure people know I'm not a director, not a, you know, producer, none of that stuff. I'm just a big film fanatic, and I have seen you for sure that I know positively in 10 films and two of the series, Street Legal and Territory, which Territory is showing on TVEI app. If you don't have it, go ahead. I think it's like $4.99 a month. But let's start from the beginning so that people can know what inspired you to pursue acting.
Since I was a little girl, I always been into acting. And I used to go over my grandmother's cousin house, and my biological grandmother has a cousin. They grew up like sister. They was this close. Her name is Barbara. I call her my nana because that's the only nana grandmother I know, because my grandmother passed away. So my nana used to show me all of these beautiful pictures of my grandmother. Her name was Lenore, and she showed me like the plays that she did or the plays that she was in. And also my grandmother used to be, she used to be a background dancer for Aretha Franklin. So I feel like that's where I get
Oh,
it
wow. Y'all got videos and stuff. I'm gonna look for her in some videos. Send me a picture so I can find her.
I
For real. That's so cool. Oh my gosh. I noticed that a lot of the actors that I've met, there's, you know, it's down the line somewhere where they have that with them, like whether it's an aunt, a grandmother, or the neighbor that was really close with them. So you guys have some really talented people coming out of there. Now, you were in, and I'm gonna say, I don't know if it'll be the right term, but you were the villain recently in Friends and Foe, and this character surprised me. It is
Oh,
acting.
Rika,
It is
just to get
acting.
close to Luke, is everything that come out your mouth dumb? What the hell you think I brought you in this bitch for?
wait a minute. Now you really got me fucked up. If you think for one second that you or anybody else can dictate what I do with my pussy, best friend or not, you tripping, bro.
No, bitch, you tripping. Did you forget where you got all? You ain't have nothing to your name?
That's the part that killed me. You lean forward. No, bitch.
It's the real world, bitch. Newsflash. Ain't shit out here for free. Damn, calm down.
And then you went off on her and told her to calm down. That's like, man, chill out with all of that. When you look right. back at that now, what do you say? Like, seeing it now that you're not like just randomly watching it.
Honestly, Corey, now that, honestly, to be honest, real talk, now that you just showed me that specific scene, uh-huh. I'm proud of myself. You get, mm-hmm. I'm very proud of myself, honestly, because I haven't seen Friends to Foe in probably 2 months. It probably like the last time I watched it. It might have been towards the end of the summer. And, you know, you mm-hmm. watching it with your friends. You know, you talking. You on Instagram. So I didn't. Now that you literally just played that specific scene, I'm proud of mm-hmm. myself because I don't. I'm not mean. You know, I don't mm-hmm. treat people that way. Acting is not easy. I cried doing that role. It was just a lot, but whatever. Yeah, but I'm proud. I'm so thankful for Dennis Reed. Like, yeah. I don't care what nobody been through with that man. That man has treated me like I'm his own niece, and he trained me. And yeah. So I'm proud.
Molded you and groomed you. So
yeah, he molded me because, again, Corey, I cried during that specific role
mm-hmm.
because I felt like it was a lot of pressure on me. You have to be me. You have to switch up. You know, because my voice is soft, like right now.
Yeah.
I don't really talk like that. That's not fucking talk. I don't talk like that. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah. So he had to pull it from the belly.
Yes, I'm not going to lie, Corey. It was a challenge.
Wow.
It was a challenge. I cried.
And what you said, Dennis was amazing helping you pulling out what you have in you out. And I know that some people, you know, go through certain things, you know, being in the industry, even at work and just dealing with friends or family. Have you ever had to deal with any mean girl like Robin was in Friends of Foe?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. Let me see. You deal with mean girls on set. People be clicked up sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously, you deal with the LCR. You don't have no butt, so
yeah.
You're not gonna have. Maybe you should do what old girl did. She mm-hmm. put the stomach on your butt or whatever. And I don't know. I might have surgery one day. I don't know, but yeah. I'll just walk away. Like I won't. I'll just like laugh it off, walk away. But mm-hmm. yeah, girls are very catty.
Yeah. I never really experienced that too much growing up because I was a mean girl. Not mean to people, but I just had my demeanor was like, don't fuck with me. And so, but now some may or may not know, and it's so ironic that your baby walked up right at the same time. No, you're fine because that's so funny. That's motherhood, that's what you're doing. And as a mom, we don't play no type of game, just like you did in Street Legal as a mom. So let me show that clip real quick so they can see how you be flipping, snapping.
Sit down. Where's my child? I have a flight to catch. You're
ma'am,
about to
please take a seat. The prosecutor will be here in a second.
Have a seat. Sit your ass down.
Why am I here?
Where were you? The night the events took place at your house.
I went out.
Okay.
Listen, when you played that role, I know everything, every part of motherhood came out to you because you had your child in there and they took your child from you, brought you in. And we know if you have not seen Street Legal, season one, she is in Street Legal season one, episode one, and she's a mother of a child that experienced some things, and so she handled her business. You know, we're gonna do that. Mothers don't play that type of game at all. But I want to know, how do you juggle being a mom and an actress and all the other things that you do? You can let that baby come. He is not bothering nobody.
My bad. He wants me to get up, though. He Sayel, it's on the floor by the mirror. It's on the floor by the mirror. It's on the floor by the mirror.
They said, hey, Kisi Star said, hey, that's my baby. Hey, Sierra.
Come here.
Jamal says, good evening. Thanks for tuning in. Hey, Talia. Kayla. Kayla Vaughn. Thank you guys so much for tuning in.
Talia, Brianna, that's my girl. Who else? Who else on it? Shout out to everybody. I love y'all.
So good. Yeah. So that's what I was saying. You obviously, your mother, your motherhood, you're dealing with your son right now. How do you juggle all of that? You know, acting, working, dealing with your son, maybe picking up, dropping off, and all that. How do you juggle that?
Oh, Corey, you have to stay dedicated. You have to stay dedicated, disciplined. Mm-hmm. But I'm not gonna lie, discipline is hard. Discipline is hard.
Don't I know?
Hard is hard, man. And sometimes I break that. You know, I can break my discipline sometimes. So it's tough. But if you really care and if you are really focused, if you know for a fact, like, okay, I know by 2028. I want to be in over 45 films, and hopefully out of that 45, maybe 10 of those are on Stars or Lionsgate or Hulu or whatever, Netflix. So it's like, you just have to stay dedicated, man. You have to stay dedicated, yeah. Have discipline. You have to be determined. And mm-hmm. to me personally, Corey, motherhood and working a 9-to-5 is motivation. It's motivation because I don't want to stay working a 9-to-5.
You know I know that's right.
And I don't, and I want my son to enjoy life more. So I definitely say dedication, determination, staying motivated. Just remember, like, I know for a fact this is not what I want to do. I know for a fact I don't want to just work a 9-to-5. I know for a fact I really, really want to do this. So I don't have no, I don't play, Corey. I don't play. One time my lights were off. My lights got cut off.
Yeah.
I was taking cold showers. And I was doing territory. They didn't know that. But my lights were off. Yes, they were.
Right.
And I have my son home during the day. At night, I take him to his grandma's house.
You handle your business. See, that's what I'm talking about. Juggling, making sure it works. Ain't nobody got to know that, but that you just seeing that is like a big encouragement to somebody right now who might not even have gas in their car. They got to go to an audition. So thanks for being transparent and honest. That's like huge. You know what I mean? And this is the type of conversations that I love because it's the realness. Like, don't act like this is happening when it's not, because you might be making somebody else feel like, oh my God, it's so amazing and this, that, another. No, like you said, it's that dedication. So kudos to you and keep being dedicated because you're going to get where you're supposed to get. Tracy says, my girl is one of them girls for real. And Kayla Vaughn said, hey. Yeah. But so.
Hey, Kayla.
And if you're tuning in on Facebook, I can't see who you are. So drop your name and your location so that she can know that you're tuning in and giving her that love. And that's what I was going to ask you. Like, what advice would you give? Huh?
I said, I think that's my cousin Crystal on Facebook.
It's a couple of people on, but I was going to be my question to ask you, like, what advice would you give to other aspiring actresses? But you basically said it, be dedicated.
Oh, be dedicated. Yeah. Do not give up. I don't care. I don't care if you have noodles in your cabinet and that's it. Be dedicated.
Them noodles go hard with some tuna though.
Huh?
I said, them noodles go hard with some tuna now.
No, they really do. So, yeah, that's definitely my advice. And to don't get discouraged, because I got discouraged at one point in my acting career. I think that was the year, we in 2024 now, that it might have been 2022. Yep, 2022, I believe, I got discouraged. Because I didn't go through with my role in the Dirty Deed. And so when I Yeah, so when I didn't go through with that role, it was just a lot at the time going on. Mm-hmm. I was taking care of my dad. He was blind. I had my son. I went through a breakup. I had my nephew. So mm-hmm. it was just a lot. And I want to say when I didn't do that role, mm-hmm. after that, I went to like 4 auditions. Nobody will pick me. No, we heard about you. Well, no, you don't show up. So I got discouraged.
So they actually tell you they heard about you. They don't make an excuse.
Of course.
Wow.
Yeah. But in a way, you can't get mad at them, though.
Right.
They feel like this is a business. So it was like, I was just like, okay, I take that with a grain of salt. But it's like, I just say, like I said, you have to be dedicated, man. Mm-hmm. Because mm-hmm. I'm telling you, can't let nothing stop you. So that's my advice on people who are trying to, you know, be inspired to act and to not, just don't give up no matter what it is. I got pulled over door friends to fold, Corey. Do you hear me? I got pulled over, got three tickets. I was going from one location to another location. Do you hear me? No, I did not give up. Mm-mm. I was outside filming Francis Defoe in a garage scene for five hours. Do you hear me? Five hours around February 12th. Cold. It was how I feel right now. Right now in Michigan, it's probably like, I think it's probably like 38 degrees, 36 degrees. Uh-huh. That was the temperature a year ago in February when we filmed France Defoe in that garage scene. You have to be determined. You have to be dedicated. You have to have dedication. You have to be dedicated. We were freezing 5 hours.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. I know how it get colder. You know, it get cold here like that. Of course not. But that's definitely what you call dedication. Because I remember being on set with Moolah. And they were filming, I think it might have been Paratuda or Lawnmower Man. I can't remember which one, but it was cold. And I was like, man, it's not cold. Thomas said, you cold. And I was like, yeah, it was February too. So I get, I get it. But you doing the thing, man, for sure. Kesey Star says she's very dedicated, hardworking, and for sure a go-getter. Great mom, goes without saying. Love you, Sierra. Aww. See?
Thank you. Hey. Love you, too.
Those things make you feel like, you know, keep going.
Yes.
Wow. So I'm just so proud of you because I'm telling you, when I first met you, you only had like 2 or 3, and I didn't realize it until I started like doing some more research for the interview. I'm like, dang, it's like, that's like 2 years. That's it. So you're doing a thing and doing a good job at it too. I must add that you're not just doing it. And every single role is a speaking role. So
yes.
My grandmother has this thing where she used to always say to us, every disappointment is for a good. So you didn't get that particular role for a reason, not, you know, knocking anybody or being funny, but, you know, everything happens. And as you move and you grow, you understand and you know, okay, well, maybe that wasn't for me at that time. You know, it might come around and you get it again. Who knows? But yeah. Now I always talk about your range. You do drama, of course, you do thrillers, you do all that good romance, and comedy. Like I said, my first time seeing you was in Three Keys, and you were hilarious to me. And this is just a quick excerpt.
Got that big old ass gun, Sasha. Cause bitch, I'm a
Hold on.
You got that big old ass gun, Sasha. Cause bitch, I'm a criminal, ain't you? This shit ain't to play.
Who we gonna shoot with it, friend? We better off throwing the bullets with our hands. I mean, look at it.
Girl, this was a family heirloom. This is my granddad's auntie's nephew's gun. And he was a real ass nigga too. He was born to play.
I tell you, that is my favorite role, but like that's the funniest part to me in there. It's hilarious. Like you just did that part and her talking about throw the bullets. That was hilarious. Now, how do you like let me see? Somebody else said something here. She said CC has been that girl since I met her. Clearly cares about her craft and nothing but supportive and genuine love. Always great energy in initiating a sisterhood in this industry. Yes, make a difference, baby. Make a difference.
Thank you.
We need that.
Who said that, Corey?
Kayla Vaughn.
Kayla Vaughn, yes. Mm-hmm. She's very talented, too.
She's so good. Yeah. So good. Yes. I just saw her in Wishlist. And I said, dang, that girl good. Yep. And we had the live where we all talked to her and everything as well, too. But if people don't know, that to me, that's like such a funny part in that clip. You were funny throughout the whole film, but are you funny in real life?
I feel like I am, but like I'm not really like a comedian, but I am funny. Because I just be my natural self. I don't know. Every time I talk to a guy, they say I'm funny, I'm crazy, I'm hilarious, I'm weird. But I definitely want to give a shout out to Mina Moreau, though. She definitely, you know, I feel like she put me on. Her and Dennis Reed, Kamal Smith, too. Jay Skills, of course. A lot of people. But I definitely think just being me, just being goofy, because I'm a goofy person. Like, and sometimes... Corey, that's not good for the guys. They don't want you to always be goofy. I don't care.
To be silly. That's just your person. You'll find the right one, child. He gonna be just as goofy as you. Y'all gonna be goofy together. You know, I know that when you guys are shooting roles or, you know, their upcoming roles, you can't really share much about them. But what, as much as you can, what do you have coming that we can look forward to?
I have another comedy.
Okay, I can't wait.
I think y'all are going to pass out. Forget fall off the seat. Y'all go pass out. Y'all go be KO. Because this TV show is by China. Shout out to China, y'all. Borderline boss.
Just talked to her the other day. I was like, what, you got something coming? She was like, it's coming. I know. Now I know.
it's coming. It's called The Crib. And it's a comedy, and y'all go crack up. So I have The Crib coming. I have The Carters. It's about like COVID-19, but it's also a comedy as well.
That's going to be good.
It's a comedy thriller. So that's coming. I have a couple more coming. I said The Carters, The Crib. Oh, Corey, I can't remember. I know there's like... I have like five dropping like in February. The Fatal Affair, and it's some more. So
you already filmed them.
Yeah, we filmed them. They haven't been out yet.
Oh, okay. So you starting the year with a bam, baby. Look it. Yeah. Okay. Now, before we get into the game, if you guys don't know, your first time tuning in, I am Corey Love. My platform is a positive space for all things Black independent film. Tonight, I have the pleasure of speaking with Ciara_Michelle. Well, Ciara Michelle on Instagram. You can find her at Ciara_Michelle. She is super talented. Go check her out in the most recent ones, Friends the Foe, Deja Vu, and Territory, which shows on TVEI app. My favorite ever role of her is in Three Keys. Like I said, I'll say it again. So make sure you check that one out, if none of the others, for sure. But before we close out, you know, I played a game, but I want to ask you one last question. If there was one movie that you could have started, it's already out. You could have started. It might be your favorite movie. I don't know. Whether it's mainstream or independent, which movie would it be?
It will probably have to be, dang, it's like three of them that I'm trying to juggle right quick, Corey. You got Colombiana, Agent Fought, and you have Jennifer Lopez and Enough. I have to say Enough. Yeah.
So you want to be a ninja.
Yes, I do, Corey. Yes.
Whoa.
I'm actually writing something like
We ready, honey. We ready. Listen, you know I'm ready. I stay ready on go. Listen, that's cool. I think you'll do really well if you're not being funny.
Thank you.
So, guys, get ready. Get ready. We are going to have... Okay. Let me get this getting. Let me get it getting. Check out what she got going on right now.
I
am so... I am so sorry. You guys, folks here, y'all just talking. She said, cousin, you're so beautiful. Crystal, Trey, who trending with Trey, with Miss Trey, Trey Neal of Lock and Grow Entertainment. Thank you for tuning in. She said, dedication drives the dream. Cousin says, I'm so proud of you. Keep up the good work, beautiful. Finesse, Kiki, Finesse Logo says she can't wait for them all. Hey, Rena, I know that you're going to have to watch this replay if you're just jumping on. We just had this conversation today, girl. You're going to love everything that she talked about in this, but we're going to get ready to play the game. If it pops up. We've been having difficulties today, huh, girl? Let's see. It's not being nice to me. I just had it while we were on. Go ahead and entertain them with some comedy. Let me pull this up. All right. So earlier, before I even post it, right? Earlier when the first episode of us talking, if you guys don't know, we were on earlier and then we got kicked off. It was so much going on, but we made it happen because that's where dedication and determination comes in. So we made it happen and we are here. And so she talked about one of her favorite movies was or shows was this one. Let's just go. Let's do this one here. So, name this TV show. We can't hear you. She got the sad face. Dewey Hill Entertainment, why she get that together? I laugh every time that I see your name. Not laugh, but every time I see your name, all I can think of is the music group, Drew Hill. I see your name, and I'm like, oh. And then I'm like, oh, it's Dewey. Smash Mouth TV. Well, you coming out with something again. We're waiting on something. I ain't seen nothing since the Coney. So if you're using your phone when you're doing any lives or anything, once somebody calls, if you don't have your phone on DND, it's going to kick you off. So you're going to have to like come out of the platform and come back in because it takes, I don't know why it does that, but I guess it like blocks out something or makes something drop, the call drop or whatever the case may be. So I'm sure that's what happened with her right now. But we basically touch on, you know, some of the things that she does to prepare for her roles. We also talked about, there's one particular role she had where she's like a mean girl. So we talked about how, you know, it is in real life, not just in the industry, but just dealing with people on your job and stuff that are mean girls in real life. We talked about motherhood because she is a mother of a little boy who is so handsome and adorable. So she also played a role where she was a mom and she killed it. And I personally called her and I said, you did that. Like a mom, for real. Like it's when you see it, it's Street Legal, season one, episode one. It brought the motherhood out of her for that particular role, and it was perfect because she did it so well. And then also with her, she's done romance as well, and she does. I mean, for me, Sierra is amazing, and just like she said, she dedicate her time to making sure she, you know, honing on her craft. And she shared earlier too with us that, you know, there's been instances before she get on set where she's had issues and situations, but she get on set and you will never know that happened. So.
Really gonna fuck your own cousin just to get close to Luke. Is everything that come out your mouth dumb? What the hell you think I brought you on this bitch for? Wait a minute, now you really got me fucked up. If you think for one second that you or anybody else can dictate what I do with my pussy, best friend or not, you tripping, bro.
No, bitch, you tripping. Did you forget when you got out, you ain't have nothing to your name? This the real world, boo. And newsflash, ain't shit out here for free. Damn, calm down.
She said, she told y'all.
And why the fuck you got that big old ass gun, Sasha? Cause bitch, I'm a criminal, ain't you? This shit ain't for play. Who we gonna shoot with it, friend? We better off throwing the bullets with our hands. I mean, look at it.
Girl, this was a family heirloom. This is my granddad's auntie's nephew's gun. And he was a real ass nigga too. He was born to stay.
That is always so funny to me when I see it.
Why am I here?
There's a role where she played a mother.
I want to sit down. Where's my child? I have a flight to catch. You all gonna catch?
Please take a seat. The prosecutor will be here in a second.
Okay.
Have a seat. Sit your ass down.
Why am I here?
Where were you? The night the events took place at your house.
I went out.
Okay.
She told him, don't check me. Don't worry about where I'm at. So we're waiting on her again to come on in. But here are some of the films we talked about. Her in Street Legal, Territory is on here as well. Three Keys. She was also in Paper Heart. Paper Heart, Three Keys, Melanin. Those were some of her very first films. A Family Divided, if you guys haven't seen that. Deja Vu, Loyalty, Trust, and Loyalty Over Trust. Friends to Foe, Wishlist, Don't Look Back, Fatal Dispatch. So she has 12, and I think she said she has about five more coming out. So make sure you check her out when those come out. So I'm trying to see if she's going to come back. If not, we're going to have to play this game for her. Let's see what y'all. There she go. Connect your mic and your camera. So she and I, we're gonna play the game outside of the streaming. We're gonna just play, you know, amongst each other, and then we're gonna drop it, and you guys are gonna get to see it, because I don't want to hold you guys too long. I just want to say thank you so much for showing up tonight for her. Again, it's Ciara Michelle. If you're not already following her, go ahead and make sure that you follow her on all platforms at Ciara Michelle. Again, and make sure you check her out in some of her upcoming, well, some of her films that already dropped. And once you follow her, you'll see, because one thing Ciara going to do is promote a film that she's a part of. So make sure you follow her so that you can see what's coming new. But as always, I'm your girl, Corey Love. If you're not already following me, follow me and save the date so that you can be a part of the Top 12 Awards show. It's happening December 19th at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I have so many amazing people that's going to be presenting awards and just being a part of the show. So I'm excited about that. So as always, guys, guidance, blessings, and love. Good night.
Thanks for tuning in tonight. We're always excited to partner with amazing sponsors to help keep the show running smoothly and to promote incredible businesses. If you're interested in sponsoring an episode and gaining great exposure, we'd love to have you on board. Simply visit our website at www.thecoreylovshow.com to learn more and get started. Let's make something special together.